Good morning, family and friends. Thank you for joining me. Today is a beautifully awesome day with snow outside and the sun shining too, which means it's going to melt all our snow away. But it's beautiful right now. Good time to take pictures. Today I thought I would begin, and I'm going to do a number of these called this particular one is called Spots in Your Feast. This is a prophetic word that the Lord gave me, and I'm going to share it with you. It says, I'm urging you to defend the faith that I have entrusted for all time to my holy people. I say this because some ungodly people have wormed their way into your churches, saying that my grace allows them to live immoral lives. The condemnation of such people was recorded long ago, for they have denied the words of my Son. I remind you that I, the Lord thy God, first rescued my people, but later I destroyed those who did not remain faithful. I remind you also of the angels who did not remain within the limits of authority that I gave them, but left the place where they originally belonged. I have kept them securely chained in prisons of darkness, waiting for the great day of judgment. Do not forget Sodom and Gomorrah and the towns around them, which were filled with immorality and every kind of evil and sexual perversion. Those cities were destroyed by fire and will always serve as a warning of the eternal fire of my judgment to come upon the wicked. In the same way, these people who claim authority from their dreams and live immoral lives defy authority and scoff at supernatural beings. Yet I say to you, not even Michael, one of the mightiest of the angels, dared to accuse the devil of blasphemy, but simply said, the Lord rebuke you. And these people that scoff at things they do not understand, like unthinking animals, they do whatever their instincts tell them. So they bring about their own destruction. They are blind and cannot see. What sorrow awaits them? They follow after the footsteps of Cain, who killed his brother Abel. Even as Balaam, they deceive the people for money. They will perish in their rebellion. These people eat with you at your fellowship dinners at my house, commemorating my love. They are like dangerous reefs that can shipwreck you. They are like shameless leaders who care only for themselves. They are like clouds blowing over the land without giving any rain. They are like trees in the autumn that are doubly dead, for they bear no fruit and will be pulled up by the roots. They are like wild waves of the sea churning up the foam of their shameful deeds. They are wandering alone, doomed forever to the blackest darkness. I urge you to defend the faith that I've entrusted once for all time to my holy people. Amen and amen. Gail Mountazak. And that was is actually a scripture, and I believe it was out of the and I'm not even sure where it was. I'd have to look it up, and I may come back and put a note on here out of the English version, the New English Version, I believe it was called. But I entitled it Spots in Your Feast, and this is what they were. Amen. God has given us so much grace to allow us to live beautiful, wonderful lives for Him. And many have twisted it around to be something else other than it is.